This episode is in sponsorship with Embody, and I'm so excited to share them with you. I wear my Embody jumper every week, not because I have to, but because it feels like choosing me every single day on purpose, with intention. It's made from ultra soft plant-based fabric and designed to move with you. It's the kind of piece that says, I'm here and I care about me. Whether I'm resting, stretching, creating, or just trying to feel like me again, it shows up for me every single day. Like it's a one piece outfit that I can wear and throw on whenever I want. And here's the truth, what we wear really does shift how we feel. Research shows that dressing comfortable, intentional clothing that we love and look good in can lower stress, boost mood, and improve energy. Because sometimes feeling better starts with what we wear. If you want to check them out, you use the link in the show notes. Welcome to the Pregnancy, Loss, and Motherhood podcast. My name is Valen Webb. I am your host. This is a space where grief, healing, and real motherhood collide. I'm a lost mom, a doula, and founder of Evelyn James & Company. This show is for the moms carrying invisible stories, the ones figuring out who they are now after loss in motherhood, in their relationships, in their bodies, in their dreams. Around here, we talk about grief, mental health, self-worth, marriage after loss, trusting yourself again, and building a life you actually want, not just one you survive. There's no pretending here, just truth, tools, and a whole lot of love. So take a breath. You're safe here. Let's get into it. Hey, mama. Welcome back to another episode of the Pregnancy, Loss, and Motherhood podcast. I am so glad you are here. At the same time, I hate that you have to be here for the reason. It's never a good one. I'm in all the feels today. I went to get my girls from my brother's house in Michigan, and I had recorded this episode in the car. Don't worry, super safe. I wasn't holding my phone or anything, but I realized I wasn't recording and I was so upset because it was so good. And this podcast episode will be more like my original episodes where I just talk about how I'm feeling. I don't have anything outlined today. I had this thought in my head about healing and what it's like to feel like we have to be on a timeline. So this episode, we're going to talk about like, when am I going to heal? Am I going to heal? How long is that going to take? What is it going to take me? Like, what do I have to do? Who do I have to talk to? There are so many questions after you lose a baby. And so let's dive in. When we're grieving the loss of our child, we get a lot of messages from people, from our culture, from social media, from coworkers, from music, from magazine articles and podcast episodes, and it's all shit. I will say that. It's fucking shit. There is absolutely no timeline that you need to be concerned about other than not having one. I like to be as transparent and truthful and loving as possible at the same time. From what I have seen so far, being in this loss space as a mom, but also an educator in loss, in pregnancy and infant loss, is that it never goes away. It is never going to go away. And it fucking sucks. But also, why would it? It's our child. It's the love that we have for that child. I mean, we're mourning our future that we were supposed to have and it being taken away. We're mourning an identity that we no longer match with. It's mourning friendships and relationships that can't seem to outlast our grief. There's no timeline. I want you to understand that you do not have to listen to a goddamn person who tells you that you need to be over your loss, you know, within a year, within two, three, four, five. The first support group that I ever went to, the facilitator was 42 years out from her loss. And when she told us about her loss and her baby, she was still crying and mourning her sweet child. It doesn't go away. Now, I am all about hope, not necessarily silver linings. I loathed silver linings in the beginning. I just wanted to fucking butcher them all. But there is a point day by day where you'll see glimpses or glimmers. Some people call them glimmers, but it's a sign that things won't always be this dark. It's a sign that there is hope. And there is life outside of our grief bubble, this terrible grief bubble. It sucks. But there are points in time, little pieces throughout your day where you may start smiling more. You may start laughing a little more. Maybe you find a little of joy in your day. It can be anything. Don't discount these little signs. because you can also look at it as a sign from your baby telling you that you will be okay. We don't want to discount our babies for sending us all these signs, and we just have our blinders on because we're so fucking pissed off in our rage that this happened. But one thing I always like to say as well is that you are the only thing that you need for your healing. Now, that doesn't mean don't do therapy, don't do like somatic therapy and, you know, body movements and breathing exercises and trauma therapy, like do all the things. But what is the one common thread through all of that? It is 100% you. You are the tool that will get you through this. Now, doing those other things supports you and in turn supports your healing and your growth through this. And I also want you to know, like, I'm going to say that a lot. Also, because there's so many details, and it's okay to be in your grave. You don't have to look for glimmers or pieces of hope if you're not there yet. I will never tell you you have to rush anything. You are allowed to sit in that pain, in the melancholy, in the sadness, in the fucking ferocious rage. You are allowed to sit in the devastation. You're allowed to sit in your feelings. If, you know, there was injustice, if there was birth trauma or obstetric violence, if somebody made a mistake and it's the reason your baby died, you are allowed to be in that as long as you need, as long as it's helpful, I should say. I also think there is a point where we have to make a decision and a choice, start looking at life a little differently to get out of this fucking grief hole, right? You don't have to do it right away. If you are new here, my daughter Evelyn James Webb was born in 2019. She was 40 weeks and 5 days from a partial placental abruption and possible cord accident. I never got 100% reason why it happened, but I'm almost six years out from my loss. And there will be days when I sit in it. I'm just going to sit in it. I'm going to sit and let myself hold it. Let myself be in it and feel it. I will cry in bed at night if I need to while I'm holding her urn. I will start randomly crying when a certain song comes on. There's a lot that comes along with this loss. Obviously, I've never... Maybe not obviously, if you're new. I never experienced such a significant loss such as this. So just learning how to hold it with still living. I mean, if you're anything like me, there were days when I just didn't want to exist anymore. And that's not to say that I felt suicidal. I didn't. But there were times and moments where I would be like, yeah, I just wish I could be with her. I just don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to feel this way anymore. And luckily for me, I had two little girls at home that needed me. My husband was on a deployment at the time. He did get to come home for a little bit, but I had another reason to keep going. And I know that's not the same for all of us. I know there are so many women whose first baby dies. I'm so sorry if that's you. It shouldn't have ever happened. As a lost mom, you'll realize that the longer time goes on, the more resilience you build to the grief that you hold. And the resilience isn't to do away with our grief or our pain. I would say the resilience is like a weight rack, right? And our grief is the barbell, or, you know, the weight. The resilience helps us learn how to hold it better. It builds, you know, and it's this whole thing. We're whole different people. Like the Valen before, I mean, even the Valen before I became a mom, there are so many versions of me who maybe not died, because I still feel them within me. I still feel the personalities and the emotions, all of the versions of me that I ever was. And I'm so grateful for that, because I can honor each one. And so I notice myself being like, you did so good. You stayed alive. You got through it. And that is something we need to celebrate every fucking day if we need to. Like, that's another thing. Don't let anybody tell you, wow, you're like just happy you're getting through the day. Fuck yes, I am. Yep. I survived today. I'm a badass. That's all there is to it. So one of the reasons I got the idea for this specific episode one is that Evelyn's birthday is coming up, her sixth birthday. But there's this clip that's been floating around from Billy Bob Thornton's interview from like Oprah's masterclass or something. And I just love him. I think he's hilarious. I think he's just so raw. But I didn't know this about him, but when he was younger, he had a brother who died. Like it was unexpected. He had a heart issue and he was his younger brother. But what he said was like, every time I see this, I share it because it's the truth. So I'm going to read. I wrote down some of the things that he said. It might be paraphrased, but I hope that it resonates in some way with you or helps you. But he said, I don't trust happiness. There's a melancholy in me that never goes away. I'm half happy and half sad at any given moment. You won't get over it. The more you embrace it, though, the better off that you will be. I don't want to forget my brother. I don't want to forget what it felt like when he died. He deserves that. That's how important he was. So if I have to suffer, if I have to be sad the rest of my life, if I have to live without his certain something, that's the way that I'll honor him. I think it's okay to have all those feelings. I'll leave a link in the show notes though for the clip because you can just feel it from when he's saying it. But how do we, like, our healing journey is forever, right? We've kind of talked about that. And that's okay. We're human beings. We are here to experience the spectrum of emotions and experiences. And ultimately, who we become is how we handle our life. There's going to be times that we don't handle it at all. There's going to be times where we're really shitty at handling it. There's going to be times we're great at it. But all in all, this journey is ours. And nobody gets to tell us how it looks, what it should look like. Nobody gets to tell us how long it should take. You know, for me, another one of the tools or resources that I utilized was medication. At my 6-week checkup with my midwife after I had Evelyn, I had gone in knowing that I just needed something. I needed something to help me to survive this, the initial grief that just felt like it was taking everything from me. And so I asked about medication, you know, and I got pushback for it initially, saying that some people who get on it get well enough or energized enough to kill themselves. And for me, if you knew me, you would know how much I love life. I love life so much it hurts. Like this beauty, like I am somebody who goes outside and I will stare at the clouds and the trees and I will watch the wind blow through the grass and the flowers. I will touch everything. I will smell the flowers. I will water my plants. And I'm like, wow, I am stunned every moment because of how much I love life. So sorry, long story short, I was insulted for one that she would think that that was me. Not that I know she was being careful. I know that she cared about me. She witnessed everything. She was one of the witnesses of Evelyn and holding her. And so she finally let me take it and have it. I just had to find somebody, obviously, to continue monitoring me on them. And I'm still on them 6 years later. I have tried 2 or 3 times to taper off of them, and it was a complete disaster. I was worse than I have ever been. And I decided, nope, this is not worth it. And the reason I'm telling you this is because a year and a half ago, I had somebody on my podcast. She was wonderful, amazing. I loved having her. And I still, to this day, don't think I aired her episode because subconsciously I was a bit insulted by something she said, but it wasn't her intention. But she said something along the lines of like, you know, with medication and everything, like, are you truly healed? The medication, you know, when you're, I'm trying to paraphrase and remember, but it was more the feeling of what it made me feel that I remember, but just about how, you know, maybe I'm not healed because I'm on medication and I haven't worked through that part of it. I think part of her is right. Like there are parts that I desperately need support with, including getting off of it. Like it's a process, and don't do anything like that unless you talk to your doctor and have somebody supporting you. But it made me feel like everything that I had done up to that point in healing and growing, like it was invalid. Like I felt so invalidated. And I know that wasn't her intention. She was so lovely. But that's what I mean when nobody gets to fucking tell you how to heal. I know that even though I'm on medication, I have healed so much. And it's not just about my daughter. There was a lot of childhood trauma that I had to deal with and still do. Estrangement from my mom. You know, the one person that I need the most and don't have. And so I had to remind myself, like, no, she doesn't get to tell me anything. And not that she, again, not that she was trying to, but and I'm getting on, you know, a bit of a tangent here and there, but nobody gets to tell you how long it takes because it's going to be forever. And I, funny enough, I kind of talked about how I'm starting a marketplace for lost families. It's called the Evelyn James Shop. And I made a bunch of sweatshirts and t-shirts with like sassy, spicy sayings on them. And one of them's like, I'm grieving. I'll be grieving for the next 100 years or something. Like with a little angel baby and a bow on it, because it's like, this isn't going away. This is who I am now. If I'm with you and I just start crying out of nowhere, sorry, like this is me. Not that I wouldn't have before, you know, something struck me, but I am more self-confident and bold. And I am my biggest fan because I know what it took to get me here. And that's what I want you to do on your worst days. We won't always have somebody around to validate us and witness what we're going through to support us, but we can do that for ourselves. And I think that gets not talked about enough. Or if you know, we do talk about it, it's kind of like, yeah, I'm okay. Like we hide it, we mask, right? With coping, because we don't have another choice but to survive it. We do, but most people don't want to die. They just don't know how to feel better. And that's the biggest point of this podcast. I want to help people by keeping my daughter alive for me. And I know this wasn't meant to be a cry episode, but dang, get your shit together, Valen. See, I invalidate my own grief. I love you guys so much. And I am so honored that you are here listening to this podcast. And October will be year 3. Even though I've changed the name like 3 times, it's back to its original, the Pregnancy, Loss, and Motherhood podcast, which I'm very happy about. You need to take care of yourself. You need to work on validating you. Embrace, fucking embrace the pain, embrace the fear, embrace every emotion that comes, embrace every bad day, every good day. Just literally live day by day. One of the biggest tools I can give you that's free is gratitude, being grateful, even for like something you gotta buy yourself to make you fucking feel better. There's a lot of our stories. There's a lot that we are not grateful for. And sometimes we can't get there because we're so angry and maybe resentful or, you know, just there's so many hard emotions. Just be there for them all. Like Billy Bob Thornton said, like the more we embrace it, the better that we'll be. And I think that just means having that realization that this is our life now. And that's not to say that you cannot have a beautiful life. Oh my God, my life, I've had this realization lately that I'm living my dream life, despite the fact that I have a dead daughter that I don't get to see grow up. And it's funny because I love manifestation and things like that. And so when I focus on something and it happens, I don't take the time to celebrate. But I was looking around just yesterday and I'm like, wow, I'm in my dream house. Like there's all this talk and everything we see on social media, we always want more. We always want prettier and better and upgrade, like, but this house I chose and I knew it was mine before we even got it. The minute I saw it and the parts of the house that I've always wanted and the location and everything else, it was everything I ever wanted. And it's mine now. It's been ours. We moved here in 2021. So going on, oh my God, we hit 4 years. June 10th. June 10th is when we bought our house. Have our dream life. We have the big family that we always wanted. We have the van. Like I have the van that I wanted. Of course, I didn't always want a van. I will not lie to you and say that. But when I saw it, regardless of the price, regardless of anything, I was like, that's mine. And so although these are materialistic things, they make my life better. I have a place for my kids to grow up. I have an awesome van to get me everywhere and travel. You know, I have an amazing husband who supports me in everything. John has transformed so much. I'm in awe of him. And then me. I have become the person that I've always wanted to be and the mom that I wanted to be. And so regardless of how terrible we feel, look around, especially on those really hard days, especially if the only thing you can muster is like, God, I'm so fucking grateful I have this energy drink. I'm so fucking grateful, like, our water bill's paid. I am so grateful I'm alive. That was an affirmation for the longest time. I'm so glad that I am here, being able to be with my other kids. So, whole ball of feelings here. I hope just this conversation helped in any way or made you feel validated or seen. I am here for you always. You guys, you can email me anytime at pregnancylosseducation@gmail.com. And I want to make sure you know this is why I'm here, is for you. For you and me. Selfishly, I am here for me too. Makes me feel better. The more I process, I have different thoughts. I start moving in different directions. I'm seeing things a different way and I get perspectives. And so I'm so grateful for you. Make sure, I think 2 weeks, so July 20th, the marketplace will launch. And I'm not trying to turn this into some selling point, but everything is for bereaved families. Think of it kind of like the Etsy, the grief version, just for pregnancy, infant, and child loss. There will be free resources. There will be paid resources. There will be a directory. And it's all just getting started. So it's going to be a slow build. It takes time. But the engraved jewelry that I have and the sweatshirts and things. And there will be other vendors who make things specifically for lost families. The goal is to have it all in one place for you so that you have just a safe platform to find the things that you need and want without being inundated with all the previous searching, you know, and all the ads that pop up for maybe all the baby stuff, the living baby stuff, or baby showers. Like, this is for you, built by me, and it's filled with love, and it is going to be one of the most amazing things I ever do. So I'm very proud of it, and it's evelynjames.shop. It's up right now, but it's like the old version. I have somebody working on the back end on a whole new spread for it. So it will launch July 20th on Evelyn's birthday, and I'm so proud of it, and I can't wait for you guys to see it. And until then, I will see you guys for another episode next week. Sending so much love to you. Thank you for listening to the Pregnancy, Loss, and Motherhood podcast. Thank you for spending time with me today. If you want more support, you can come hang out with me on Instagram at Evelyn James & Co. That's where all the real talk continues. This is where you will see everything that our company does and what we can help you with. And we want to start sharing your stories. And don't forget to visit our shop, evelynjames.shop. We're adding beautiful, intentional items every week for lost families and moms healing through motherhood. So until next time,